The book of Job tells of the testing of God's servant Job. Bob Enyart teaches through these scriptures in which we learn about Job's character, his friends and advisors, and what happens when God comes on the scene to set Job straight. This audio Bible study is available by calling 1-800-8-ENYART, or you can get the MP3 CD or the MP3 download at kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. It's June 25th, 2010, and we will be talking about reason number 347 to pull your kids out of the public schools. The public schools, as you know, are officially godless. You don't have to listen to a conservative Christian to find that out. You could just go and ask your school administrators, superintendent, the Board of Education. Ask the U.S. Department of Education. The government school system in America is officially godless. And so yesterday we announced what has been, determined to be now reason number 347 to pull your kids out of the public school system. That has to do with the school district, where in the entire district they are giving condoms to children, any child who asks, at any age, in any grade, from K through 12. And of course, the parents will have no knowledge. Now, my wife, Cheryl, on Facebook, yesterday, was it? She was responding to another public school nightmare news story. And those come out every day, nonstop, a never-ending torrent of horror stories from the public schools. And this story said, parents are outraged. My wife, Cheryl, posted, every time there's a story like this, parents are outraged. Parents are outraged, but do nothing and keep their kids in the public schools. The thing to do is to take your children out of the godless government school system. If you love your kids, you take them out. It could be tough. When you love people, it's not always easy. It's easy to let the government take your children, rear them, raise them up, educate them, pay for it. That's the easier approach, but what's easy is not always right or what's best. So we'll get to this. And then I had resigned in Colorado from the Adams County District 14 Accountability Committee. I was vice chair and over the high school and all the elementary schools in District 14, just north of Denver. And I had resigned for a similar reason, and 3 years later, the Rocky Mountain News republished my resignation letter. And so we'll get to that in a moment. Also, and this is encouraging news, out of Philadelphia, the Boy Scouts of America, the city was attempting to evict them out of the city building, the facility that is their headquarters, and they said either they're going to charge them exorbitant rent or evict them unless they change their policy that you cannot be a homosexual scoutmaster. And you can't be a homosexual scout. And we have 3 of our 7 boys are currently Boy Scouts. And we're very thankful. Unlike the Girl Scouts, which you should beware that the Girl Scouts officially promote abortion, lesbianism, and they have fully adopted the godless principles of our culture. And so beware of the Girl Scouts. But the Boy Scouts have adhered to fundamental morality. And we're proud of the Boy Scouts, the Boy Scouts of America national organization, and then all the state affiliates and all the local charters that adhere. And when you participate with the Boy Scouts, I tell you, they have a program to prevent sexual molestation of the boys, unlike any other program anywhere. It is extraordinary. Their rules are tremendous. When I started on the air 20 years ago on this station, KLTT, AM 670 in Denver, Colorado, actually then we had a different location on the dial. My first week on the air, I interviewed a guy who had been a Boy Scout, and he had a homosexual scoutmaster, and he was molested by the scoutmaster. First week on the air, first week. If I recall the story, and by the way, if anybody out there has recordings of the early Bob and Yart Live programs from way back in 1991, please let us know. We'd be interested in getting some of those for archive purposes. But as I recall, he and a couple friends, they were too embarrassed to tell any adults. But they went to this scoutmaster as kids, and they told him to quit the Boy Scouts or they would tell. And he did. So that's pretty good as kids. I mean, actually, far better is to tell an adult, to tell your parents. That's essential. But at least they did that much, and that took some courage. So no Boy Scout was ever heterosexually molested by a scoutmaster. No male scoutmaster has ever heterosexually molested a Boy Scout or a Cub Scout. Every boy who has ever been molested by a man has been homosexually molested. Now, the homosexual community, they deny that. We have, if you Google a Queen of Denial, I think you'll come up with a debate I had with a leading homosexual activist named Wayne Besson, Queen of Denial, and they deny that there's such a thing as homosexual child molestation. They deny it. Clearly, there's such a thing as heterosexual molestation, where an adult woman will molest a boy or an adult man will molest a girl. That's a heterosexual molestation. The homosexuals deny there is such a thing because of fear, because they know where then the results lead, that the homosexual community is responsible for a grossly inordinate percentage of the children who suffer at the hands of molesters. So we have, and in fact, you don't even have to listen to the whole debate. We have a write-up, an analysis of the debate, a summary, and you'll see Queen of Denial, Bob Enyart debates homosexual activist Wayne Besson. And that's at kgov at kgov.com. You could also Google that, just Enyart and Besson, B-E-S-E-N, or Queen of Denial and KGov. You'll find it. So it is encouraging that the federal jury, not a federal judge, but a federal jury, decided in favor of the Boy Scouts in Philadelphia. Now, it's the City Hall in Philly that was trying to evict the Boy Scouts, City Hall. And if you remember, I doubt you remember, most people, if they don't listen to this show, they would never remember. When George W. Bush was in the news at the top of the hour, in the news every day, because he was the Republican nominee for president, and it was the height of the presidential campaign, the Boy Scouts in San Francisco were under attack. They were under attack. And George W. Bush came to their defense, because it's only right for someone who wants to be a leader to stand up to protect children from being victimized by homosexuals who want to be welcomed into an organization that has children and goes on camping trips with children and so on, with boys. Oh, wait. My producer's telling me I got that wrong. I got it wrong. Well, remember when George Bush stood up for the Boy Scouts and he said, we all have to defend the fundamental morality that our civilization is based on, marriage, that we are male and female, that Jesus Christ taught, that God made us male and female. And he didn't defend the Boy Scouts? I'm being corrected. You know, I hate to be corrected on the air, guys. Could you let me open the door? Could you guys please correct me before the show and not during the show? Thank you. You know, the producer is supposed to almost read your mind. If you have a good producer of a talk show, supposed to read your mind, know what you're going to say on the air before you say it, and have the information out there so you don't make a fool of yourself. So here I am, remembering incorrectly, thinking that George W. Bush, during those headlines of the Boy Scouts under assault from homosexuals in San Francisco, here I am thinking that George W. Bush stood up on behalf of the Boy Scouts. And I'm wrong. You're telling me now he never said a word? He didn't say one word? The only word he said was on behalf of homosexuals? Really? All right. When he was in the running in the primary to be the Republican nominee, he was the governor of Texas, and here at Bob and Yurt Live, we paid little or no attention to him until he was on the national scene. And so to find out what he would be like, my first step was to call his church. The Houston United Methodist Church? Was that what it was? And I called his church where he attended, and I talked to the membership director, and I asked if a practicing homosexual could be a member in good standing at their church. You know, United Methodist churches, many of them, they deny the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ. They deny the virgin birth. They deny that God made us male and female, therefore homosexuality is wrong. They promote abortion, child killing. They're evolutionists. They think we evolved from slime and from animals and from a monkey, from goo through the zoo to you. So that's typical of United Methodist Church, the United Methodist Church of Arvada. On Resurrection Sunday morning, Easter morning, his sermon was that he was embarrassed that the Bible says that Jesus rose from the dead. He said, that's the most embarrassing thing in the whole Bible to me. So that's the United Methodist Church. So I found out that Bill and Hillary Clinton, when they went to church, they would go to the United Methodist Church in Washington, D.C., and that George W. Bush is a member of the same denomination as Hillary Clinton. So I called his church and found out that they, in their local congregation, they officially don't fully and openly approve of homosexuality. Now, that was a long time ago when Bush was running for president, first term. Now, you know, who knows now? Because the morality, if you're not grounded in the Word of God, your morality is going to change year by year, decade by decade. And the things that you tolerate today become the things you approve of tomorrow. And that just is the norm for people who are not grounded in God's Word. Because God is holy, which means he hates the things that destroy people. And he gets angry at those who destroy others. Angry. And Jesus said, it is a fearful thing. Well, through his word, he said, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. New Testament. And Jesus said in a parable, but come to think of it, the parable was about himself. He said, bring them here, those enemies of mine who would not obey me, and slay them before me. And the Lord Jesus is described in the Bible as the rock. And he said, if you repent, you come to him, you'll be blessed. But if not, the rock will crush you into powder. It's pretty intense. So we need a foundation so that we don't slide. And George W. Bush, when I found out that his church, they said, oh, homosexuals could be members in good standing at our church, of course. Then I knew everything I would need to know about George W. Bush, in that if he was a Christian, he would be a fringe Christian and reject most of the teachings of God's word. And certainly he would not consider God's word to be relevant to public policy or the way he led the nation. And Jesus said, it's better if you were hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. And he warned us about leaders who cared about the traditions of men, but not the word of God. And so Bush, so I was wrong. Okay, I was wrong. But I'm thankful that this federal jury decided in favor of the Boy Scouts, and they're told they could continue in their city headquarters, and that's great news. I mean, our boys, our three boys, they are blessed beyond measure by their Boy Scout troop. Now, not all Boy Scout troops have charters that are run by Christians. So beware, as with everything in life, beware, but we have been blessed tremendously so. In fact, today, my son, my 12-year-old son, Zachary, is in the desert in Moab, Utah, and they are whitewater rafting. You say, how do you whitewater raft in a desert? Well, they're camping in the desert, and then they traveled. Yesterday, they were in Hummers, and the boys were shocked. They had no idea. Our military uses Hummers. Wealthy Americans get to play with Hummers. They had no idea what a Hummer could do. They had no idea the steep hills in the desert off-roading that a Hummer could go up as though they were going up the wall of a canyon. And they were petrified at first. I mean, they thought, they looked at a wall next to them, and the driver said, what do you say we turn right and go into that wall? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure, right. Yeah, go ahead. And he turned right, and they went up the wall and over it. And they were shocked. But as their off-roading continued for a few hours, they started to get the idea that, hey, our driver is awfully skilled, and this Hummer is pretty great equipment, and they had a wonderful time. And tomorrow they will be rappelling. They're going canyoneering, and they'll be rappelling down the cliff wall of a canyon. So this is a 7-day trip. We live in the Denver metro area, and our 12-year-old, now he's camping out this year about 20 nights. You have to camp out 20 nights to get your camping badge. What do they call it? To get your merit badge, your camping merit badge. And I've been on, I don't know how many nights I've been out camping with the scouts, probably 25 nights. The longest I went is the week-long summer camp last year, and that was just tremendous. And the last time I went on a weekend camping trip was, what, 2 weeks ago. Call it Weebelows Weekend. And what a great time. Hundreds of scouts, kids, the young kids, the Weebelows. We Be Loyal Scouts, Weebelows. And what a fabulous time of the kids out in the wilderness, in the mountains, at a lake, and sleeping out in the woods, in tents, and just the whole experience, learning how to use knives, how to tie knots, how to make fires, how to burn down the national forest. It's just a great time. And you want to introduce in all that homosexual scoutmasters. That's what the liberals want to do. So I pray if ever the government tells the Boy Scouts that they have to admit homosexual scoutmasters, I pray they have the courage to refuse, for leaders to go to jail if necessary, and if by last resort they shut down the entire operation. They just close the Boy Scouts of America. And that's what the Catholic Church has to be prepared to do, which their first test in Massachusetts is not going well. But when the state says You have to provide abortion. You have to kill kids at a hospital. They should say, we will shut down the hospitals. We are not going to lynch a single black man because you tell us if we don't, we have to close down. We'll close down. We're not going to gas a single child because you tell us if we don't, we have to shut down because we'll shut down. So that's the kind of leadership that is required in America. And George W. Bush, during that whole campaign, Christians were so invested and they thought George Bush is going to save our country. He's going to lead us to the promised land. We're going to turn this nation around. We're going to beat Al Gore and we're going to be a righteous nation. And how'd that work for you? With Bush giving us health care reform and $1 trillion new government entitlement health care benefit package. How'd that work out for you? Now, we all screamed, we cried bloody murder when Obama does that. But when Bush does that, the vast majority of conservative Christians, they don't even know he did it. And they don't care because the conservative talk show host, they don't stand on God's word. They stand on electing Republicans. So, yeah, they'll whine a bit, but they will endorse the biggest tax and spend, socialist, pro-healthcare, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual candidates you could imagine, like Mitt Romney, as long as they have an R after their name. And Jesus warned us not to be duped. Don't be duped. When people ask Jesus trick questions, said, Lord, which is it, A or B? He'd say, C. C. So we have in Massachusetts, in Provincetown of all places, P-Town in Cape Cod. Have you been there? If you haven't been there, don't go. If you have been there, go for counseling and try to figure out how to repress your memories. Because I've been on Cape Cod on the tip in a private plane, and I wish I hadn't been there. Because the beaches are filled with homosexuals, and you don't want to see it. It's worse than seeing a homo pride parade in Denver, believe me. Oh, and there's some interesting articles about Denver Bible Church protesting the homosexual pride parade in Denver out in the last couple days. Real interesting. Metropolitan Online. So you might want to see that. Some photos. Photo of our producer, Will Duffy. They got his good side. Now, sort of Will Duffy from the back. Will, and in fact, everybody quoted in that article, just great quotes. Congratulations to everyone. So from Provincetown, Massachusetts, P-Town, a new policy in a Massachusetts public school district that makes condoms available to all students, even those in elementary school, and it's drawing criticism from some who say it goes too far. Notice it goes too far. When you're dealing with immorality, don't be deceived into letting them define the terms of the debate. If they say it goes too far, that's like saying, well, slavery in America, it goes too far. You know, after you own a black person for 5 years, you should free him. Because it just goes too far. And in Germany, the Germans slaughtering the Jews, it goes too far. You know, you shouldn't be able to bury them alive, either shooting them or gassing them. No burying them alive. Just goes too far. So giving condoms to kids in school, these people are child sex advocates. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains had a newsletter, and in their newsletter, this is some years ago, they haven't changed their policy. They've never repented, you can be sure. In their newsletter, they stated, quote, our goal as educators is to help students achieve sexual satisfaction before marriage. So how's that? That's Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. So there was an autumn festival in the Denver metropolitan area few years back, and Planned Parenthood had a table, and they were distributing flyers, and we got the flyers. The one was a flyer for young women. I think I might be a lesbian. Now what do I do? And they were giving this out to girls of every age. Just girls who happen to be at the festival. And their parents, the dad is off buying a couple hot dogs and some Cokes. And the 12-year-old daughter is just walking along the booths. And here's one from Planned Parenthood. And sure, honey, you could take one of these. She picks it up. She puts it in her pocket. I think I might be a lesbian. Now what do I do? And the flyer says, look, if you're nervous, if you've never tried anything romantic with another girl, don't be worried. That's normal. Here's what you do. And the flyer began to explain physically the different ways that they could perform oral sex on one another and all the amazing things that lesbians can do with one another. And it assured the young girls who were the targets of the flyer, don't be worried, don't be nervous, that's normal, just try it. I think I might be a lesbian, now what do I do? So, here in Massachusetts, they are giving condoms to kids, and it doesn't matter if it's two 14-year-old boys, they'll give them a condom. If it's a 14-year-old boy because he's interested in a 12-year-old girl, they'll give him a condom. If it's an 11-year-old girl, they state explicitly that they are going to give condoms to children of any age. So these people, they are all child sex advocates. They're child sex advocates. And there is a hell for people like this. There is a hell for people like this who despise and reject God to such a degree that all the warnings and the safeguards God has given us, they have overthrown. So that in their own way, they could raise their fist at God and say, you're not going to tell us what to do. We will decide what's good for us, what's good for our children. God says, don't kill the innocent. And they say, don't tell us what to do. They call it pro-choice. Pro-life says, don't murder. Pro-choice says, don't tell us what to do. It's actually pro-abortion. Don't tell us what to do. We say, don't murder. They say, don't tell us what to do. We say, don't dismember little children, boys and girls. They say, don't tell us what to do. God says, I've given you sexuality for expression within marriage, and they say, don't tell us what to do. We'll tell kids to do what we think they should do. So it's a battle out there, guys, and we got to live long to win it.